Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
I can't really believe it. I'm going to the presidential inauguration. I'm going to be in the audience when the first African-American president is sworn in. I'm riding on the coattails of my dad. He's a Tuskegee Airman, and the all-black World War II combat unit was invited to the ceremony. Most are in their 80s and 90s now, and still two-thirds of the surviving members have said they will attend. They're real troopers. For my dad, who's 89, there's a particular significance to the invitation. He was one of the 101 Tuskegee Airmen who refused to sign a document establishing a whites-only officers' club at Freeman Field, Indiana. They were arrested for refusing a direct order to sign and put under house arrest for 10 days. A letter of reprimand stayed in their files for 50 years. President-elect Barack Obama has credited the Tuskegee Airmen with ushering in the civil rights movement and subsequent changes in racial attitudes that contributed to his election. In fact, at a campaign stop in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where my parents live, Obama, primed by an advance team, mentioned my father by name and thanked him for his military service. Moments earlier, when he shook my dad's hand and was told this was the Tuskegee Airmen the team had identified, Obama said, "Now that's what I'm talking about." The Tuskegee Airmen endured numerous indignities in the service of their country. However, in recent years, they're finally being recognized. It was too late for many who had already passed on. Those who will be in attendance Inauguration Day will be standing witness to an event none of them imagined they would see. My dad is characteristically calm. I asked him if he's excited about going to D.C. He said, "Sure, I think we'll enjoy it. I'm worrying about the crowds, the weather, how we'll get to the staging area where we pick up our tickets for the swearing-in ceremony. I'm wondering how I'll react when Obama puts his hand on Lincoln's Bible and takes the oath of office. I'll be watching my dad out of the corner of my eye to see if I can detect his feelings. Will he smile? I know he won't cry. I'll let you know how it goes. With a perspective, I'm Brenda Payton."
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.